I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Going through this precious book written by one of the Lord's disciples, an eyewitness to his glory. I'd like to look at the first verse. 1 John chapter 3. Here the apostle John exhorts God's people to do something that is truly a joy to their heart. John says, "Behold." Pay attention. Observe. Behold what manner of love. I want you to look, he said, intently, with the eye of faith. I want you to behold and pay attention to what quality, what sort, what kind of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. The objects of His mercy, that we should be called, that is, permitted to be accounted and to bear the name. Now listen. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to God's people. He said, look and behold what kind of love, what kind of love, at what manner, that's what it means. Look at what kind of love the Father, through the Son, hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The sons of God? Therefore, because of that kind of love that's been bestowed, that's been given, the world knoweth us not, doesn't recognize us. The world doesn't perceive us. Can't figure out a believer is a different sort than the world. Born into this world, living in this world, still has that old man in him of the world, but there's a new man there. And the world can't perceive it. They see it. The world knoweth us not. Doesn't acknowledge us. Can't recognize us. Why? Because they knew him not. They don't recognize him. They don't act like him. They don't perceive him. Now, to speak of what manner of love, what kind of love, what quality of love that God has bestowed upon his people is a subject that I'm going to go ahead and just tell you right now. I am just totally inadequate. But let me express something to all of us, that we all need to hear. Here is an amazing thing. It is the voice of Almighty God when the Spirit of God blesses the Word of God through the voice of a God called preacher. It's not the preacher speaking. It's God speaking. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." Now that's a very arresting thing to me. And it's a very humbling thing to me. A very convicting thing to me. To think that the words that come out of my mouth that are in accordance with this Bible, Mitch, are not my words. Now, I know what I'm saying so. Because Paul said, we beseech you in Christ's stead. We beseech you in Christ's stead. We're ambassadors for Christ and beseech you in Christ's stead. Not only do I strive and desire to preach what I know is so, but I need to recognize that I am responsible to hear what I'm saying because they're not my words. I think about how God is pleased to raise up a preacher and teach him the gospel. And he preaches the gospel. And then in time, as the effects of sin begin to take over and he begins to lose his ability to think like he once did, remember as he once did, and the Lord's pleased to finally, Fred, take him home. You look back and you think, there was a time that God spoke. And we heard. John said, behold, just Lord, help us this morning to look. Help me to put aside, take away these thoughts, of these distracting thoughts. Let me look by the eye of faith and behold what kind. Lord, by your Spirit, teach me something this morning. Behold, what kind of love has the Father bestowed upon his people? Well, I can tell you this. I know, first of all, it is a love that is totally undeserved. There's nobody in this congregation this morning that deserves the love of God. When Adam fell in the garden, all mankind, and that is including all of God's elect, fell in Adam. All of us. The whole kit and caboodle. Everybody fell in Adam, but within the mass of humanity, there was a people in that mass, out of every kindred, nation, tribe, and tongue, that Almighty God purposed to save. And they're His. And He knows them. But as they fell in Adam, all of us did. And we all were born with the same carnal mind, the mind of flesh that is enmity. What does that mean? It's hostile. The carnal mind is hostile against God, against the only hope for a sinner. The only hope for a sinner. And all of us were born hating God. We hated Him. Hated Him. Hostile toward Him. I'll not have that man rule over me. That mind's not subject. It's not in submission is what it means. To the law of God. It neither can be. It can't be. Why? Because it's dead. It's dead. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, all of us. Now listen, this is all of us now. Here's where we are, all of us. He looked down upon all of us. And let me tell you how we all are. We're all gone aside. We're all together filthy. What does that mean? We all stink. Now we've all got a proud, arrogant attitude about us. We think all of us by nature, all of us stink. All of us are rebellious. How many understood? None. How many did good? None. How many deserve the love of God? None. Nobody. It's not until the Lord gives a sinner, all of us, all of sin. It's not until the Lord, in regenerating grace, gives a new heart, a heart of understanding. And I'm telling you, the first thing that that sinner, that regenerated sinner, knows is, I'm the rebel. I need for Almighty God to do something for me. And like that prodigal, got his money, went into a foreign country, wasted all of his living, all he had, wasted it on riotous living. We've all done that. We gave it all up, threw it all away, all of us. But one day, the scripture says, he came to himself. What happened? That parable right there, Lord is teaching us, God regenerated him. God gave him a new heart. He came to himself. He knew of his need. What did he say? What was the first thing he thought? I'm going back to my father. I'm going back and I'm going to tell him this. I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And listen to this. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. I don't deserve anything. I have no merit at all. That's the admittance of a sinner. That God has taught something of the manner of love. What kind is it? It's undeserved love. Undeserved. Thanks be unto God, he's not dealt with us after our sins. Not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Because I'm telling you this, not one of us would have any hope. We don't have any right. We don't have any right. We're all the problem. Secondly, what manner, what kind of love is it? I tell you what it's got to be. For God Almighty to have mercy on a sinner, it's got to be just love. A love that is just. Almighty God is going to show mercy to whom he will show mercy. But let's never forget this. He never bypasses his justice. Never. In no wise, the scripture says, he cleared the guilty. What must he do? According to his love, his holiness, righteousness, what must he do? He must be just. God Almighty is fair. He will absolutely deal with us in mercy and in justice. How? In indescribable love, Almighty God chose to deal with us in one that could bear our guilt in himself. He who knew no sin, God who was not going to show mercy at the expense of his justice, chose eternally his elect son. And his elect son, in whom we were chosen, all of God's elect chosen in him, stood in absolute agreement to everlasting covenant of grace and said, I will answer to your justice. When he went to the cross, he went as the representative, as the substitute, divine substitute, made what we are. Almighty God is going to be just, and in indescribable justice and wrath. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? Read this. Because you're holy. Because you're holy. Almighty God declares that Christ hath redeemed us. He's bought us back, bought us, paid the debt. What was the debt? What was owed to the law of God? What was owed to it? What was owed? Death. Death. That's what's owed. What's the penalty? What's the wages? What's the payoff for rebellion? And we're all guilty. All of us. Oh, may the Lord help us get off our high horses. Here we're just a bunch of sinners. And if God had been pleased to save some of us, He's merciful. Christ hath redeemed us, what? From what? From the curse of the law. How? Being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ also hath suffered for sins. How many times? One time. Once. The just for the unjust. Why? That He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, quickened by the Spirit. The love of God, behold, what manner, what kind of love is it? It's undeserved love. And it's just love. It's just. I'm going to tell you one more time now. I mean it. To offend in one point is to offend all the law by one man's disobedience. Many made sinners. And God Almighty is going to deal with it. What kind of love is it? Thirdly, I'll tell you what kind it is. It's sovereign, eternal, and particular love. Particular love. While this world and its false religion teaches that God loves everybody. Now listen to me. Almighty God has set forth in His scriptures. People said God loves everybody. That is not according to the scriptures. I know He didn't love Esau. And I know He's angry. He's angry with who? The wicked. Who is that? Who are the wicked? Everybody that is not found in His Son. How often is He angry with them? Every day. Every day. Almighty God is sovereign. Love is eternal and it's particular. Now you listen to the words of our Lord. Listen to this, John 15:16. When the Lord was speaking to His disciples, I know what false man originating religion says. I know what it says. Listen to what God says. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me. Somebody said, I chose the Lord. The Lord said, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Shouldn't that be so simple to understand? But you know what it takes to understand that? A new heart. You have not chosen me. I've chosen you. I chose you. John 15:16. You haven't chosen me. I chose you. And I ordained you. I determined that you would go forth and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. God's love for His people. What kind is that? I tell you, it's sovereign love, particular love, particular. Listen to Malachi, last book of the Bible. Malachi chapter 1. Listen to the Lord's word. Malachi 1, 1 to 3. Now listen to this. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel. by Malachi. And any time, let me remind us of all this, any time he's talking about God's love and these natural Israel was always a picture of type of God's elect, spiritual Israel. All in natural Israel, there was always a remnant according to the election of grace. Now listen to what he's saying. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? You know what? We're always ready to argue with God. Wherein hast thou loved us? Here's the Lord's answer. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, the one deserving, naturally speaking, of the inheritance? Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother? Wasn't he the firstborn? Yeah. Who naturally deserved it? Who naturally deserved it? Esau. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I've loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Man would say, you can't do that. Who are we, O men, O women, that reply against God? God's love is sovereign. God's love is particular. Look at Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7. Again, a glorious picture of God's elect Israel. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 to 9. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. What kind of love does God have? Behold, what manner, undeserved, just, particular. And fourthly, and I'm so thankful for this, it don't change. It don't change. It's immutable. Here's the hope of God's people. Because they know, we know what we are. There's been enough thoughts of rebellion, evil, disrespectful thoughts that has happened in this congregation this morning already to send us all to hell. Every one of us. If you'd say, well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about me, but I know I'm sure those other people have. No, there's not one in this congregation this morning that's guiltless. Every one of us. If God would have dealt with us after our sin, after our iniquity, we'd all been in hell right now. But here's the hope concerning what kind of love it is. It's immutable love. It does not. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. If he's ever loved us, he ever loves us. He don't change. He don't change. Well, what about the sins that I've just committed? What about the ones that you're getting ready to commit after a while? If the Lord has ever loved you, he's already dealt with that guilt that you will commit, that you just committed, that I just committed. And it's all under the blood. The blood's already paid for it. It's already paid for. You mean before I commit it? That blood was shed over 2,000 years ago. What do you mean before you committed? It was shed then, before we were ever born. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Oh, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. What kind is that? I tell you this, it's communicating love. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He heard me out of heaven. I cried unto the Lord. What kind of love? It's fellowship in love, communing love. That verse I just quoted a while ago, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them. Can you imagine the love of God that he would come? He's in every congregation where God's people are meeting together, where they're together. He's with them. That's who he's with. He's with them. I'm in the midst of you. Keeping love. That's what kind of love it is. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. Providing love. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What's he going to provide? All of our need. What do I need? He'll provide it. What is it? He'll provide it. Why? Because he said, I love you. I love you. I love you. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And because of that love, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, it gives us the heart to say, Lord, not unto me, not unto me, but unto your holy name. All honor and all glory and all praise be given. May the Lord bless the word to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen. All right, let's take